Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Five o'clock and final hour of the program. Story here that just cleared on the Kansas City Star this afternoon. Man, I feel bad for these people. A Kansas businessman and dozens of others are charged in what authorities are calling a $300 million magazine subscription scam targeting senior citizens. Rusty Rahm, the CEO of Subscription Inc. and Millennium Marketing in the Kansas City area, is among the 60 defendants in this widespread investigation into an alleged predatory scheme to bilk older Americans, some of whom paid more than $1,000 in monthly subscriptions. Overall, the defendants are accused of stealing from more than 150,000 people.
Mostly elderly.
This case, according to the U.S. Attorney Erica McDonald, in a news release, this case represents the largest elder fraud scheme in the nation. More than 150,000 elderly and vulnerable victims across the United States have been identified in what is essentially a criminal class action. Unfortunately, we live in a world where fraudsters are willing to take advantage of seniors who are often trusting and polite. Rahm did not immediately respond to request for comment.
Listen to one victim, Scott. One victim is a 65-year-old woman in Maryland identified as Phyllis. She told investigators she signed up for a magazine subscription a few years ago. Afterward, telemarketers began calling her day and night, claiming she owed money for an existing subscription. She provided her credit card information in hopes the charges would end. By 2017, she was receiving 20 magazines at a cost of $400 to $1,000 a month. In 1 month, she was charged a combined $1,500 by 17 magazines in 8 states. So what they were doing, Scott, is they operated in all these different states. And if I agreed to buy one magazine, they then sold the list to all of these other fraudsters in other states. And then those people pounced on the customer.
Because they know they got a live one.
We got a live one. Phyllis bought one. Let's reel Phyllis in for another one and start telling her she owes us money. And then Phyllis hands over that credit card after about the 26th angry phone call. And here we are.
All of this, by the way, alleged.
If true,
rot in hell.
Despicable.
Show me the picture of this Rusty Rahm character.
They're saying, by the way, this is, the largest elder fraud scheme in the country, with more than 150,000 elderly and vulnerable victims across the U.S. Those are just the ones they've identified.
And they probably sucked Phyllis's account for everything it was worth. See, this goes into that, you know, how do you handle this kind of stuff? Because we've had these conversations before.
But it's been a while. Scott, is it ever, well, I don't want to say ever, Is there ever a, quote, magazine subscription telemarketing service that isn't a scam? If you don't go directly through, say, People Magazine, how do you know who the people are on the other end and they want that credit card number?
I'm going to be honest. I saw Steve Harvey running around with checks for Publishers Clearinghouse the other day. I didn't even know that PCH still existed.
Did you just call it PCH?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, where are they? I loved magazines when I was younger. You know, you'd get them at the supermarket or whatever. You take them home, Men's Health, Circus, Hit Parader. They were great. But I can't remember the last time I bought a magazine.
The Kansas City Business Journal says that Rahm, who I believe is from Shawnee, is accused of being a, quote, scheme leader, providing sales leads, handling order management, billing, and collection for other companies involved in fraudulent magazine sales.
576-7798. We all have the obvious reaction of, if true, these cats need to burn in hell. And this, of course, if true, is wrong. But I can't help but wonder, you know, my mom's 75 years old, and other than sometimes calling me my brother's name, seems to have all of her faculties. How do people fall for this? Is it just a game of attrition where...
Not when there's 150,000 victims and counting. They are using tactics, here's my guess, high pressure,
sure,
you'd better pay this or we're coming after you,
yeah,
tactics.
Hate to take all your money that you have saved away for retirement, but if we have to come after you, it's...
We'll do it.
Okay, fine. Here's my credit card number. No. No. You wonder why I don't give that thing out. Why I still write checks.
You're not getting me.
Mama didn't raise no fool. Mm-mm. Telephone number here is 576-7798.
Do you know, if you're listening and you're in your 50s or 60s, do you know what subscriptions are coming in on auto pay through your parents' accounts? My guess is most people do not. So even if this was happening with Phyllis, did Phyllis's family know enough before she was wiped out to say, there's no way this is legit? She's never getting that money back, it's a class action lawsuit. They will get pennies on the dollar for what was taken.
But what had to have happened with Phyllis, and may God bless her, she lives in Maryland apparently, according to the story, somebody must have called her. And you know how they do this, Dana. It's a fishing expedition.
Oh, yeah.
They just call and call and call, and they might get you and me, and we're like, yeah, no thanks, bye. And then they get the one.
Yeah.
They get 70-something-year-old Phyllis out in Maryland who says, sure, I'd love a subscription to this or that.
Well, I suppose. Bring me Better Homes and Gardens.
Don't ever buy over the phone from somebody you didn't call.
Do you know who the worst is? And I got one 2 weeks ago, and I always wish I taped the call. I always wish I could hang on just long enough to get them on tape. The fake support police.
I got the same call yesterday.
And the guy is a jerk.
Yes. And
so you don't support police? And I go, what did you just say to me? And he goes, you don't support police? And I go, my tax dollars support police. He is horrible.
Yes, they all are. And it's a scam. And I got a call yesterday from Paqua, Kansas. Okay. And I'm like, I thought, you know, and I've got some car detail that needs to be done. And I thought maybe this is one of the insurance agents calling. So I just picked it up. Hi, Scott there. I mean, immediately I go, hello, Scott there.
Yeah, I'm like, this is Scott.
I go, yeah, this is Scott. And I'm thinking it's the insurance guy. Right. And he goes, this is so-and-so with the sheriff's and police department. Blah, blah, blah. And I just like click because I know what they're doing. Then I go and look up Paqua, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the population of Paqua, Kansas is, where he called me
46?
From?
46.
90.
Seems high to me.
They just happen to have their call center in Paqua, Kansas.
I will tell you this, and you know how much we support police and firefighters.
Yes.
I don't believe a single telemarketer that calls, not one, because they're all jerks.
I don't either.
That try to get you to donate for whatever police fund. Paqua. break.
576-7798. 576-7798. I don't even know where it is. I just looked it up and it just said population 90. I'm like, okay, that's where your call center is. Okay. 576-7798. By the way, Rusty Rahm does have a very nice house in the Lake of the Ozarks. That's where he likes to spend free time with his family.
Phyllis bought that house.
Allegedly. 576-7798. Quite the story with a local twist. Kansas City Star, a Kansas businessman, and dozens of others, 60 in total, are charged in what authorities are now calling a $300 million magazine subscription scam targeting senior citizens. Among them is Rusty Rahm, the CEO of Subscription Inc. Company and Millennium Marketing in the Kansas City area. You said, based on what you were reading, he's from the Shawnee area?
Yes. According to the Kansas City Business Journal, this man discussed contributing to fundraisers for the Greater Kansas City Better Business Bureau. He shared an article on the organization's top 10 scams for 2016.
No, he didn't.
And also claimed he was active in the Shawnee Chamber of Commerce.
Overall, the defendants are accused of stealing from more than 150,000 people. He wrote an article about scams, and he's accused of one now?
He shared an article.
Oh, shared,
scams.
Shared.
Oh, God, you can't make this up.
It's like a how-to.
He also says he's a multi-champion powerboat racer.
Linda in Harrisonville. Hello, Linda.
Hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. My mother is a victim of that same scam. She had at least 15 magazines. We're down to 5 now. And trying to contact wherever they came from and get rid of them. And when Mom paid for them, I'm thinking it was for 6 months or a year at a time. So some of them could not be canceled. And then come the mail. And in the mail, there's at least 20 pieces a day up to where she had... Oh, I'm going to give a donation because I'm going to win that $25,000.
Oh, boy.
So it continued on, and so now I secretly pull from her mail all the crap mail and give her just a few, like PCH and another one, and because she has mail all over the house.
Do you know, Linda, when my...
I'm going to win that big money. And then there's the guys with the Amish fireplaces. You know of those?
No.
Okay. It's mail order also. And so she gets one, and then whatever she didn't like about it, she wanted to send it back, and there's like $350 at least. And so I said, okay, we boxed it up in the same box. I put whatever information on it and took it to the post office and paid whatever it was to ship it back.
Let me ask you something. Would it be illegal to create some sort of federal law? And I know the Direct Marketing Association has an enormous lobby. They would fight this tooth and nail. Why not outlaw cold calling to anyone over the age of 50? Just shut it down.
Because they just randomly call you. They don't know your age.
Oh, I disagree. They sell these lists, Scott. You are on a list, even though you don't think so. If you ever sign up for anything, you are on a list. And those Direct Marketing Association people sell those lists.
Hmm.
They might not know your social security number, but they know that you are a 49-year-old man living in Johnson County. They know things about you because that stuff is on lists that they then sell. And it's not illegal to sell those lists.
Let's go to Brian in DeSoto. Brian, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how are you knuckleheads doing?
Well, these knuckleheads are doing pretty good. How's that knucklehead doing over there in DeSoto?
Oh, not too bad. I used to have a couple of subscriptions. I've been a truck driver with a lot of downtime and really enjoyed them. I don't want to say their names, but there are... magazines that are a household name, and finally got fed up with them. I mean, just I called and talked to them, reasonably, and just kept on and on, and got more heated phone calls. They would try and, you know, buying directly from the magazine, a 1-year subscription, and they'd be sending stuff out like a month or maybe 2 months into that subscription, trying to really kind of trick you into buying more subscriptions. It's a little bit different than what you're talking about. I'm just getting in the truck after I get off work.
Well, and Brian, you were wise enough to know, and not that these other folks aren't wise, but I think when you're younger, you can smell a scam and you can say, leave me alone, don't call here again.
Yeah.
And some of these elderly folks, not all, are lonely.
Yeah.
The pandemic has made that way worse. Way worse. Think of the isolation in some of the nursing homes right now, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And so it should be illegal to call anyone to me over a certain age over the phone and
Why
ask for money.
Why did you say over the age of 50? I'm 49 years old, and I hung up on the sheriff's
and you have to pick an age. Pick an age then. What age?
Whatever fund it was yesterday.
Because, hey,
not 50. I ain't old.
Phyllis, the woman who was one of the ones scammed out of all of this money, wasn't that old. She was
65.
55, and that's it's as low as I'm going.
Cut it out.
55 years old, you are not allowed to ask them for money over the phone.
See, I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
Because I'm going to be 55, and I am perfect.
Think of one scenario where it is a good idea to give someone money over the phone.
There is
one.
When they call you?
Yes.
None.
So why not outlaw it? You cannot call on these lists. You cannot. It is illegal to do it.
Then
why
are
not?
Then are you allowed to not knock and be a door-to-door salesman? It's the same thing.
Oh, the phones are so much worse, Scott. Phyllis, I mean, I'm just telling you.
You don't have to answer your phone.
I don't want this in with you in handcuffs. You better.
You don't have to answer the phone.
Old people always answer the
phone.
Well,
then don't. 576-7798.
I say we outlaw it. And you know why it's not outlawed? Because the direct marketing lobby is enormous.
576-7798. Election coverage next Tuesday night. It starts at 6 o'clock here on KMBZ. Be there.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel.
About 60 of them got popped in what they're calling the largest elderly fraud scam, I believe, in American history. Is that the way you read the story, Dana?
We know of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. 60 people charged in, and one of them is a local guy named Rusty Rom, apparently from Shawnee.
Boat racer Rusty.
He's very proud of his boat racing championships, and I don't think it's kind of you to make fun of that. He's very proud of those trophies, Dana. Not everybody can race.
We've all seen that boat at the Ozarks. Call it what it is. We've all seen that boat. We've all seen it.
It's a floating douche
mobile. What's the first thing you think when that boat goes flying by you?
Douchebag.
I rest my case.
577.
I would not put that on my resume. Speed boating champion. Yeah. Or your match profile.
Proud. 576-7798. Lisa in Lenexa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Dana.
Hi.
First off, yeah, anyone that targets the elderly have a special place in hell, in my opinion. But my husband and I are retired, and I'm 50. My husband's in his 60s, and we still have a landline. And we keep getting calls 5 to 8 times a day from this number. And 5 to 8 times a day, and finally my husband said, I'm done. He picks up the phone, and it's a Police Officer Support Association, PAC.
They're the worst.
Okay, yeah, I think so. And they're going, and my husband said, stop calling us. You're calling us 5 to 8 times a day. And they said, give us a credit card. Give us a debit card. And he said, absolutely not. We'll send us something in the mail, and we'll send you money. So sure enough, I get it, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's from Wisconsin.
Yep.
And we don't know how to stop them. Literally 5 to 8 times a day, I'm so angry, and I'm not sending them money. And I guarantee you, they're going to call us
they
in
are.
3 days.
They
going,
are.
Where's your money?
Lisa,
what do we do?
They are trying to wear you down.
Yep.
And
it's
that
a,
is
it's
why.
A, it's a game of attrition.
That is why at age 75 or 80, They know that if they keep calling and keep calling and keep calling and keep calling and mm-hmm. they make threats,
yep.
Phyllis, which she did, will end up losing $1,400 a month to 17 magazines she never wanted or ordered.
I know. It's so incredibly sad and horrible. Well, I'm 50. They have no idea who they're dealing with. So
you go get them, girl.
Now, I'm going to.
Now, Lisa, let me use an analogy, and I'm going to pull a Dana here, and I'm going to compare real life to TV. You know when you watch some of these crime dramas and they're in there, the interrogation room with the suspect, and they just wear him down. And sooner or later, he just says, fine, I did it. Yep. You know, and in most of these crime dramas, they did do it. But that's what they're trying to do with Phyllis, where you call incessantly.
I know.
And at some point, it's just easier for Phyllis to just give you her damned credit card number and make you go, or so she thinks, make you go away.
I know.
Just to get the phone to stop ringing.
I know, and it's so unfortunate, but, you know, they don't know who they're dealing with here. But like you said, unfortunately, the elderly people, some of them have dementia. They don't know. They get scared. They get bullied. And something needs to be done about this because this is absolutely atrocious. But I'm dealing with this, and these people call us 5 to 8 times a day. I guess we're going to have to just, like, cancel our landline.
Now, wait a minute. There you go. You have a landline, don't you? I was just going to ask that.
Yes, we do. We still have a landline.
See,
and thank God it hasn't happened on our cell phones. Yes, we still have a landline because of my parents are, you know, in their 70s, you know.
Yeah.
And so we feel that it's necessary at this point to still have a landline, and that's where they call all 5 to 8 times a day.
And there's no way to block them? Not on the landline?
Not on landline.
You know what's interesting is when they call, it comes up with a V. So I'm thinking, oh, it's a veteran's calling. But then they call back, and there's probably, my husband tries to get on with our local carrier and block them. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, every time it's a different number.
It's a different number. They just keep cycling the numbers. They keep cycling the numbers.
I know we got to get to a number of other callers, Lisa, but just real quick, why won't you have your parents just call you on your cell phone?
Well, you know, it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to get there. But again, I just feel so sorry for the elder out here that are so susceptible. But I mean, we're getting this stuff too. It's ridiculous. 8 times a day.
Somebody says, answer the phone, Kansas City Police Department.
I love it.
Do that next time and call us back and let us know how that goes.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks, kiddo. Lisa. Be well. Richard hang on, Richard, you're next. Scott in Kansas City, I want to get you in here real quick.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So, well, a couple things. For that last caller, if I had a landline, I would get a answering machine to screen my calls. I know several people that do that. But I used to work in insurance, and this was a few years ago, but yeah, we could buy lists of names, and you could specify what area you wanted to list from.
Yeah.
The, you know, presumed net worth of the person, you get name, phone number, age, all that kind of fun stuff.
And you guys used to buy the list, Scott?
Yeah. Oh, it's a big business to do that. And for mailings, for, you know, these events that you get the cards for, you know, come to this event at a certain restaurant and, you know, we'll tell you about our business and things like that.
How much does a list cost?
You know, it's been quite a few years ago. It wasn't very much. It's, you know, it's just downright, I want to say it's almost cheap.
Yeah, it was, Scott. And I did this story, Scott Parks, way back when I was at WIBW, and then I brought it again here to Kansas City. We tried to see how easy it was to buy one of those lists with a fake company and specifically ask for children. And you can do it. It is perfectly legal. You can say, I want every 7 to 9 year old boy in this zip code.
No.
Yes, you can.
No,
and it
can't.
Came. Remember the old style printers that would print a green line, white, green, white, whatever,
sure.
With the perforated edges?
Right.
We got in the mail a huge stack. And it you don't get specifics, but you get address, phone, and there is a 7-year-old boy living in that house. So if you want to direct market to, you know, children for toys for Christmas, you buy that list. They never even asked us what our company was or why we wanted it. If you want every house with a 70-year-old in it making over $100,000 a year, that list is for sale. It's all legal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you ever sign up for something, I hate to say this, but if you sign up for...
like a credit card at the store, yep, or something.
Those
or
people,
in a KU basketball game.
Those people turn around. That's all collected in a database, and those lists are compiled and sold.
I remember my first day at KU, sophomore year, because I just transferred from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Walking onto campus, and they were doing credit card applications. Like a dumb 19-year-old kid, I signed up for one. I didn't read the fine print. It was a 20% APR.
And then those people turned around, compiled that data, and sold that list.
Let's go to Richard in Harrisonville. Sorry, Richard. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm a new listener. I've just started listening to y'all here the last couple of weeks here. I've got you programmed in my phone now so I can call you.
Well, welcome.
What a compliment. Thank you so much.
I'm from Texas, and I usually come to Kansas City two or three times a week loaded. So I'm up here two or three times a week. But anyway, I bought my wife a brand new Toyota back in April of this year for the first time. Very first brand new car we've ever bought. And because I drive a truck and I'm gone all week long, I bought the best warranty for that car that I could buy. So if there was anything that came up wrong with that car while I was gone, all she had to do is take it to the dealership and have it fixed. Okay, it wasn't a month later, and we get a card in the mail saying that our warranty was about to expire, there was something wrong with it, blah, blah, blah. So of course I was concerned, and I called, and it was a scam. They were trying to sell me an additional warranty. And I said, why in the heck would I want more than a 100,000-mile warranty?
Right.
I'm probably not going to have the car more than 100,000 miles.
Right.
They said, well, have you had any electrical problems? Have you had any this car that you got? They had so much information, and I'm like, where in the heck did you get my information from buying this new car? Okay? And I've gotten four phone calls today from Georgia saying that somebody's got my Social Security number and that I need, it's a recording. And they call me and they say, you need to call us back because somebody's got your Social Security number.
Scam.
You're going to be blah, blah, blah. So I called the number this morning to find out what, I knew it was a scam, but I called the number anyway. And it was answered, which sounded like an official Social Security office. And they told me to hang on the line.
No.
Got me to a person. They wanted my name. I said, okay. So I gave them my name. They wanted to know my zip code. And I said, okay, I'll give you my zip code. Then they wanted my last four digits of my Social Security number.
Yeah, they're going to take that and sell it.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, man, this is the biggest scam. I knew it was a scam. Of course, I didn't give it to him. But why can't we shut this kind of stuff down?
Because it probably operates overseas.
Some of it's overseas, Richard.
And they just use U.S.-based cell phone numbers.
And we're up against the break, but Sherry and Olathe, I want you to hang on because she says this scam happened to her mom and dad.
We'll get to Sherry next. Can't wait to hear from her here on KMBZ. Talking about this big magazine publishing scam. $300 million worth, 150,000 alleged victims, 60 people who have been cited.
Final check of the Wednesday dry run.
Hey, Mage. Let's go to Sherry. By the way, one of the people who have been named in this complaint happens to be a businessman from Shawnee. Sherry and Olathe. Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
So I just got in the car probably about 20 minutes ago and was super excited to hear you talking about this. It's like your caller Lisa said, there's a special place in hell for these people that prey on the elderly like this. And this was my life 2 years ago. Started with a simple magazine subscription, right? Sports Illustrated showed up and neither parent remembered ordering it. And then all of a sudden it was super aggressive, like, sweepstakes entries. I don't know if you guys have talked about that, but mailer after mailer after mailer, convincing my dad he had won money. If you just send some money, right? You send us $10, $20, you're guaranteed to win $15,000. And when you have Alzheimer's and you start to get worried about money, they know exactly all the buttons to push to get them to play. And so once I kind of took over the finances and started seeing these recurring charges on my dad's credit card.
Yep.
holy cow. And I don't know if you guys talked about this. I started doing research. Congress did hearings about this. So it's not just that they sell these lists. Like, I think it's in the Dominican Republic. There are gangs, right? Like, this is big money because they know if they can get you, if they can get you to respond and you're hooked and you're in this demographic, you are worth money. And they became so aggressive with my dad that they were calling and demanding to talk to him. So we would have a caregiver come during the day, and she would start policing those calls, right? She was vetting everyone Good. That was calling to the house. And she would tell them no. They would yell at her, and get, like, use swear words and say, get him on the phone. And the only way we cut off all this activity was getting rid of the landline.
Mm.
I think one of the only options, if you don't live with mom and dad, honestly, no. is getting rid of the landline, Sherry. Yep. And I'll tell you, when we went through my grandpa's things, yeah. my mom found the same thing. Credit card debt that we could not explain. And he was yep. an old military guy, Sherry, that if you didn't have yep. the money, you didn't buy it.
Exactly.
And it
exactly.
was a lot of charity, like charitable donations to these causes that my mom was like, what?
Hmm. Yeah. And they're because my dad's a veteran. And so they'd be slightly patriotic, right? Like
right.
most official organizations that really kind of play on those feelings. And they're insidious. And they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm a marketer. Like, I get it. I know how to craft a well-written letter to get somebody to respond, but I don't know how to use those powers for evil, right?
Right.
And they put so much energy into it.
Well, Sherry, I'm sorry it happened. Do you know overall how much money your dad lost?
Ugh. Thousands? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And it horrifies me. And I just think this happens every day. And, you know, it was even in the mailbox. And we had started thinking about transferring their mail. But, you know, when he gets to that age, like part of his joy that was left was
going to get the mail. Was going to get the mail.
That was even taken, right? Like, he couldn't even have that.
Sherry, that breaks my heart. And I understand everything you're saying. And I'm so sorry that happened to you and your family. I really am.
Thanks for the call, Sherry.
Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Pat in Olathe. It looks like Pat's going to probably wrap us up tonight. Hello, Pat.
Hi, guys. First of all, I'm 75 years old. I'm very active. I clean houses to supplement Social Security. And I get these calls. I have a landline. I get these calls every day. But the sad part about it is that it always comes up with the prefix of where I live.
Yeah.
So I answer it thinking maybe it's a referral, and they never can speak English.
How many do you think you get a day, Pat?
Oh gosh, probably six.
Oh, my God.
But I love to play with them.
Give me an example. Tell me something.
Well, let me tell you, buddy, I need to talk to somebody in St. Louis that I can understand.
Okay, Pat. All right. That's good.
Oh, my God. Pat, I would hang up if you said that to me on the phone.
Pat, thank you for the call.
And on that note,
we say goodbye. Have a great night, everybody. On behalf of our producer today, Grant Miller, Sam Stevie taking a couple of well-needed and well-deserved days off. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. Be well, Pat. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.